systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jumble. Today's Monday, January 10th, 2001. My name is Matt.
My name is Danny.
This is episode 446, the Monday Night Show. What's going on, everybody? TheJumble.com/live. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, of course.
Of course.
And if you were doing that, 406-204-4687, unless your name's Dick, give us a call. So, you know, the other... I got the show notes caught up finally for the New Year's Eve party train wreck.
Yeah,
train
wreck. I was gonna call it train wreck.
Party fun time. Fucking come on, ride
fiasco.
That train fiesta. When you type, can you do me a solid and capitalize your eyes?
I always forget to do that.
Yeah,
I hate.
Guess who didn't forget to do that. This guy.
Yeah.
Guess how long it took me to fucking do that. Oh my god, dude.
What, dude? I wasn't typing it for anything particular. I was just making a note
of shit. I was going to wait for you to revise it, and then I was like, yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago. So I'm getting way behind because I haven't really done show notes since that because I wanted to get that. And so I was like, all right, fuck this. I'm going to just take what she gave me. I prefaced it by saying I don't have the time, nor the patience, nor the motivation to correct all of your grammar, but I will do you a solid and correct your spelling.
Okay.
And I will capitalize all of your I's and everything.
Why doesn't my fucking shit just do that for me?
Because your computer has a full keyboard, so it doesn't think like your phone. It's like, well, here, I'll just capitalize that for you. The keyboard's like, hey, why don't you just hit shift when you type that next I, you dumb fuck.
No.
You're not Apple, so capitalize that shit.
What if I only had one hand, dude?
Whoa. What if... We were talking about this. I don't know. We had to have been high. I don't remember what. But I remember I wrote this down. And what I wrote down was, could you imagine life in these modern times if something happened and you lost your fingers? Holy fucking shit. Because we were talking about like how everything nowadays, phones, like just pretty much every technology we have, you have to have fingers for it. Like that's the key, the fingers. It's not like, you know, the whole idea of what if we just had big nubs, like big just cone-shaped nubs. Everything would just be formed to those nubs, and you just put nubs in places, and shit would happen.
Right.
But we have fingers, so we have like keyboards and all that shit. I forget what we were watching something, and that happened to somebody. Like they lost fingers, and I was like, "Could you imagine?"
Somebody got the tip of their finger cut off.
That's what it was. CSI, the new episode.
Yeah,
CSI.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. God, that was gonna bug the shit out of me.
And that creeps me out, because remember I was telling you that, like, you know, out of all the... I love horror movies, I love all that weird shit, but, like, if they go to, like, torture somebody and cut the tip of their finger off with a pair of pliers
that's pretty nasty.
That creeps me the fuck out, because, dude, I use my hands for everything.
That's what we were talking about, and I was like, I couldn't carry a water jug without...
Right. Yeah, I was a tattoo artist, I'm a cook now, you know, I used to teach pottery.
You need
there
your
There are so many
digits.
Things. Yeah, I don't think I could fucking live. I'd kill myself.
Could
if
you
I could
get a grip?
Tie a fucking rope around my neck.
Could you? You couldn't.
I know. Right?
You couldn't.
I'd
fucking
just jump off a bridge or something.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right, yeah.
But like, without your fingers, man.
That's like.
That's
integral.
What separates us from fucking monkeys, man.
Well.
Almost.
Well.
Well, wait. Monkeys have opposable thumbs. And they have opposable toes.
Whoa.
Wow. That's what we do. We end up using our toes.
What if you didn't have your toes?
Well, then you're a weird thing, and you should just die.
Long and Sloppy says, the ladies would love you because you would be great with your tongue. Is that...
You're an idiot.
T-U-N-G, is that tongue?
I don't know, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, because you're gonna...
Did he write that trip report? Weird.
He probably did. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, you kind of need that.
Yeah, dude. Like, I just imagine it, you know?
No, I've been. Fingers off. I've been. I hope you all have the same.
Or like, you know, people that just have the tips of their fingers cut off or something, like...
Then you just have little midget hands at that point, which is still tolerable and manageable, but still... You would find yourself constantly being like, I can almost reach it. Damn it. Damn these like inch and a half fingers.
Think about this. I went to elementary school with a girl who had a birth defect, a deformity. And
sure. That happens.
Her pointer finger and her thumb were okay, but the other three fingers were like melded together.
She's a
like
flipper
this.
Baby. Do you know what that's from?
What? Inbreeding? Probably.
Flipper babies.
But yeah, dude, she only her last three fingers, her middle finger, ring finger, and pinky were like melded together. And she was supposed to have surgery to get them removed and shit, you know, and get like separated.
Right, like the trumpeter swan, where the swan had to make the decision. Does he want to be able to swim or does he want to play the trumpet? And he was like, I want to play the trumpet. So the doctor slid his little paddle and now he can play the trumpet, but he can't swim. He swims in circles.
What the fuck are you talking
about? The trumpeter swan. You never went to school, did you?
Yeah, I did. I just went to school in the South, not that.
Oh, right. Sorry. Bible Belt. I forgot.
I didn't fucking do that.
It was just a dumb book we had to read. Anyway.
Well, yeah, dude. So she had the fingers all fucked up and stuff. I just imagine if you were born like that.
Flipper babies.
Your fingers are all fucked up.
I'll tell you exactly what that's from as soon as I'm done loading this biznong.
What is that from?
I'll tell you.
Tell me.
Hold on.
Tell me now.
Let me Google that for you first. Thalidomide? Is that what it's from? Thalidomide.
I don't know. You're the expert here.
Yeah. Wiktionary.
What
Love
the fuck?
Wiki. This is offensive slang for a person born with defective limbs as a result of the mother taking thalidomide during pregnancy.
What is that?
A.K.A. the thalidomide child.
What is thalidomide?
Thalidomide is a drug that was sold during, thank you, Wiki, during the late 1950s and 60s as a sleeping aid and to pregnant women as an antiemetic to combat morning sickness.
Huh.
Antiemetic, sorry. To combat morning sickness and other symptoms, but was withdrawn after being proven to cause severe birth defects such as Phacomalia, which is currently used to treat leprosy. All right, someone's fucking with me. Thanks, Wiki. But yeah, thalidomide baby, man. That's flipper babies. Crazy, huh?
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's why a bunch of people from that time period that, you know, people like our parents' age had that shit.
Well, it was a girl, like, in my elementary school, like, in my class and stuff. Like, she was my age.
Here's some Google images for y'all of flipper babies. There you go in the chat. TheGemHole.com/live. So you get extra tidbits if you watch the live show.
Gross.
Weird, right? That's creepy, dude.
Did you see the
Shouldn't laugh at that, though. It's terrible. Thank you, God.
Girl?
Yes.
Like, she died, though, at, like,
10. Oh, I'm sure. Thanks, God.
But her legs, like, were all welded together, and she just had, like, two little feet at the bottom.
All right, now that was funny. Long and Sloppy says, prep my kids for Waterworld. Come take your thalidomide, honey.
You see the kid trying to write on the chalkboard? That's so great.
It's like his little...
Well, this girl didn't look
like
that.
And he's got a little T-Rex arm. Like this.
This girl didn't look like that. Like, these arms are tiny. Like, everything on her was absolutely fine except for those fingers.
It's horrible.
Like, her fingers were just melted together.
Terrible.
I don't think it was anything weird like
Okay,
this,
well, maybe she just was retarded.
Probably. I'm just going to assume that it was a birth defect.
Okay, sure.
It's a normal, like, you fucked your cousin.
You want to give out her name
defect.
And number while we're
I
at it?
I have no idea who the fuck she is. I forget her name, dude. It's elementary school. Come on. It was like fourth grade.
Okay. Oh, was that all? Are you done with...
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures now.
Oh, easily distracted this one.
Well, it's a baby, and it goes, I love you this much. And
it's like, that's fucked.
It's got a little... Oh, my God, it's great.
So. Well, Peace out to all those little flipper babies. So I like, I've noticed, maybe you've noticed this perhaps, maybe from the news, maybe from just whatever. You know how like I said, just 2 weeks ago it was the new year, right? And everything was like, yeah, it's a new year, a fresh start. Everyone has apparently already just completely fucked up their new start because the magic of the new year has long gone.
Yes.
I've noticed that today.
Oh, yeah.
Just rolling around town. Like, everyone's back to,
bullshit,
like, fuck fucking, you, get
yeah.
the fuck out of my way, yep. and leave me the fuck alone. It's like 10 days later, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how'd those resolutions go?
Not so good.
Those what?
What are
you,
you
know that
about?
Thing you were gonna do to make your whole horrible life a little bit better?
Nobody ever holds on to those.
No,
they only
that.
Do it for like a week and then they're
yeah.
done. They're like,
I just thought it was funny. It was like 10 days ago, and like already, it's already just done. It's in back to the grind.
Well, whatever. Oh well.
You know who's back to the grind?
Who?
Our friend Mike from Am I Bugging You?
Oh yeah.
Hey, do you know what fantasy football is?
Yes.
Do you know what kind of people play fantasy football?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just say that Mike is trying to get his co-host to play fantasy football? I just want to say to Eddie, stay strong, dude. No matter
please.
What he, Mike. I don't know how long you've known him for, but what you got to understand about Mike, he's going to just basically whine and cry until you either give in or block him on Facebook. Now, obviously you do a show with him, so maybe, you know, it was a little easier for me to just hit that button. But I just want to say, don't give in, man. You know in your heart of hearts what fantasy football is and what it does to men. I'm using the air quotes when I say
God.
Men. Yeah. Long and sloppy says gay is what it is. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad somebody in here. Fucking wire's messing with the tone of my bell. There we go.
There you
I
go.
Like that nice resonating. It just like ding. I can't have that. No. But Mike, and that's like as bad as Red Fox just blowing up Pokemon on his shit, you know? Like, hey, cool. Let me guess. Pretty soon, like, he'll cave in. Eddie's going to cave in. And then every episode after that, you guys are going to do, like, a good 10 to 20 to 30 minute or whole show on your fantasy football and what's going down with that. So, for us as listeners, well, me, I've been enjoying that show lately. Don't do that, please. Just don't.
Let me just tell you something right now.
Yeah, sure.
Football. Gay.
What, fantasy football? Double gay, dude.
Yeah.
Totally double gay.
Yeah.
Like, man,
stupid.
I wish I was in that hot, steamy locker room. Get just naked, like, slapping towel asses and shit. God, that's my fantasy football.
Oh, God.
Mike, don't do that.
That's stupid, dude. Come on.
So, you know, now time is ticking to the end of the world.
Yep.
Did you know, I just learned this today, did you know that there's already people out there that know when the world is going to end?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you would think in a religious society that we live in, as soon as one person was like, I figured it out, like, that would be everywhere.
Probably.
It would be hanging from at least every church,
yeah.
from in the newspapers,
yeah.
right? Like, all that.
So, what's
so,
up?
I didn't see it, and I wanted to let you guys know. The end of the world, uh-huh. Judgment Day,
okay.
Terminator 2, if you will,
all
as
right.
I like to call it, apocalypse in a few months, May 21st, 2011. I was listening to the Skeptics Guide today, and they mentioned this site just kind of in passing about how, you know, they were like, well, why don't those people that say this, like, when you ask them, you'll donate all of their stuff, like, they're real hesitant about it. And then they brought up, you know, like, this. This is from wecanknow.com. It's just wecanknow.com.
Okay.
Here's a link in the chat for you. They figured it out. May 21st, 2011. I want to have this guy come on the show, and I want to just constantly press him about, you need to start planning now. You have a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's, we're here to help. And and when he's like, well, no, I'm going to be like, well, your faith is wavering, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I know. My faith, my Lord, I will have your stuff given to all those heathens that will not be taken in the rapture. Hallelujah. I know that I will have enough time to join y'all up in heaven when the rapture comes down. Hallelujah.
God.
So I just want, I would love to just like call him up on the show and be like, so.
Give me all your stuff.
Give me all your stuff, right? So they say at the top of the slide, he has a little quote from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 31, the King James Version.
Okay.
The KJV as opposed to the NIV. He hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. So saith the Lord, right? Hallelujah.
Whatever.
What the May 21st, 2011.
That's not too far away.
He says, we're living at a time when mankind seems to sense that the end of all things is very near. Because, you know, people haven't been saying that for the last, oh, I don't know,
like
since people could
years?
Talk.
I know. The end is near.
Right.
No,
it's the typical pastor in the street with the sign.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So... just about everyone has a theory as to how the world is threatened and when that end might come. The media and the internet are full of doomsday speculations concerning the New Age Mayan calendar and the year 2012. Scientists, some of them, they predict that global warming could wipe out life on planet Earth within a certain number of years. Sure. At the same time, politicians work to halt the proliferation of life-destroying nuclear weapons before it is, quote, too late. Hallelujah. High-profile news reports of economic downturns, crime, war, tsunamis, earthquakes, and disease. Cats and dogs living together. It's too late. Disease outbreaks can cause people to question whether God is bringing judgment on the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These ideas cause people to fear greatly. Some realize that God knows how and when the end of the world will come, so they wonder if he tells us. Hey, God, are you there? It's me, Matt. I was just wondering. May 21st, get off my ass!
Right?
Fuck! I'm sick of you all praying. May 21st, 2011, go fuck yourself. God.
Pack your bags.
That's what I want the billboard to say. The ones where it's like God talking.
Right.
May 21st, 2011, go fuck yourself. That would be so awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, if you were God, you would just be like, shut up. I get it. Cancer. Okay. They're old anyway. What the... Unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
It's okay.
Oh, so are we all going to die?
Rather than turning to the Bible as the source of all truth for these answers, these people turn to the churches and religious leaders. They may be told that the end will not come until Antichrist rises as a political leader who will make... Obama, who will make them take the mark of the beast. Many are told that Obama, God will rapture Obama, his people before a 7-year great tribulation, after which Christ will be set up a 1,000-year reign from an earthly throne in Jerusalem. Yeah, good luck with that. How are you going to set up any kind of reign in Jerusalem, dude? Isn't that like right in the middle of these two groups of people that just fucking hate each other and have hated each other since God was in Jerusalem? Like, that's not a happy place. No. I would go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe Russia. You could really take over Russia, I bet. A couple miracles, feed them,
well,
some vodka.
Well, if it
vodka,
does happen in
boom.
May, then at least I get to turn 25. My birthday's in April. Yeah.
I made it to 30. I'm happy. I'm all right with that.
I'm cool with 25.
Good. That's good.
It's all right. It's all right.
May 21st, 2011. Fuck off.
My license expires this year on my birthday.
Hey, fuck it.
Should I go get another one?
No, fuck it. Print this shit out. Fuck it.
Walk in there and be like,
we should email him and be like, so are you signing doctor's notes and like stay at home from work notes and all that shit,
right,
or what?
Because I want
who
one.
Do I talk to about that?
Right.
I have a lot of planning I need to get done before May 21st, 2011.
You know, like, not have to... Dude, if you knew you were going to die, like, on a certain day...
I'm fucking from now till then. Fucking, and when I'm not fucking, I'm doing drugs. And when I'm not doing that, I'm probably passed out from doing drugs and fucking. That's called sleep mode.
We'll just like go rob a pharmacy and hide out in here.
Oh, fuck it, dude.
Until we die.
I'll roll into my pharmacy and be like, yo,
we'll probably
May 21st.
Die right before.
What do you got?
that fucking day comes from an OD.
Right.
You know?
Oh, man.
Oh, God. That'd be so... Yeah,
how can you be so bold to set a day? I mean, I understand. People have done this for, you know, years, and they've been wrong every single time. Like, how can you still... How can you do that with any kind of seriousness and... Like, May 21st, and when that happens, and everyone's like, so,
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally raped, like, 8 little kids. can we go? I think the cops are coming.
I thought we were all
like,
gonna
die.
Like,
what do they do? They just change the date again? Or, like, how do they...
Well, think about it, you know, when that day passes, and then we get to, you know, fucking
does everyone
December.
Just forget about it?
Well, we get to December 31st of 2012, and then that day goes by, and then you're on fucking January 1st, 2013, and then what?
We just forget about it? I'm not gonna forget about it. No, fuck that. This one, I'm gonna hold on to, and after May 21st, I'm gonna find this guy, and I'll be like, what? Now? Will you stop? And I want all of the money that you've been collecting tax-free for however long. Well, now will you stop? This is the one.
He'll probably blow his brains out.
Good. I'll make sure that happens.
Because he's like, oh my
Somebody
God.
Somebody is going to see God one way or another today. Okay? That's your day.
I just can't wait for this 2012 bullshit to be over with.
I know, so we can set another fucking date.
Right.
And wait for that.
Yeah, the Mayan calendar ends on that date, but it's probably because they didn't fucking count that far ahead because they didn't think
my life is going to end when I decide it's going to end, unless a freak fucking accident happens.
Right, right.
God forbid. Knock on wood.
That's not wood.
That's connected to wood.
Whatever. So anyway.
Just set another date. That's fun.
Yeah. Let's just make it a point to be together that day.
Okay.
May 21st.
Have your people call my people. We'll do lunch.
Let's get that, you know, let's get that day
I'll be
off.
Fucking.
And we'll just hang out here
I'll
and be together.
Okay.
We'll wait for God to come down and
sure.
be like, yo.
Sure.
We'll get the video camera out and everything. We'll videotape that whole day.
The whole thing.
The whole day.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Go around, see what everybody's doing, and be like, hey, did you know that the world's supposed to end today? Did
you
know
guys
that?
Are all acting really civilized for the world about to end.
Oh, my God.
I'm impressed.
Oh, my God.
Nice job. Oh,
you guys
didn't
work?
Hear? You guys didn't hear?
I'm like, you guys are going to work?
May 21st, 2000. Fuck, dude. So, this website serves as an introduction and portal to 4 faithful ministries which are teaching that we can know from the Bible alone that the date of the rapture of believers will take place on May 21st, 2011, and that God will destroy this world on October 21st,
wow,
2011. I'm honored. That's the day before. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Am I the Antichrist?
I don't know. I have Devil's Daughter tattooed on my back. So.
Whoa. Is that a coincidence?
Me and you
Not
together?
Not if vaccines cause autism. I'm sorry. That's... Wow.
Me and you together, we create the
fucking
Antichrist.
A. There
is
it
that
is.
What's going on?
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's why all these floods and shit have been happening. He's trying to tell you, like, hey, you have to have a kid. I'm like, no, dude. Sorry, it ain't happening. I've killed every
pissed.
Single fucking one.
No,
he's like
devil's-
stop killing the Antichrist, goddammit.
Stop flushing that down the toilet.
This was supposed to end like 8 years ago. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's so great.
Oh, God.
Please take your time and browse through the teachings of Harold Camping, president of Family Radio. We should totally get a hold of this guy.
We should.
Please take your time and browse the teachings. Visit eBible Fellowship,
blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah.
I will.
Isn't the day coming as a thief in the night?
What?
That's what I always was taught. You cannot know the mind of God. The day will come like a thief in the night or some shit. He says, almost anyone who grew up in the church, myself included, remembers being told over and over that Christ's coming will be like a thief in the night. In other words, no one can know when his coming will occur. One place we read is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2 to 6. So let's examine the passage. And yeah, I'm not, I just want, that's it. So.
Whatever.
I also found a site, well, that was mentioned, I wrote down, so I remembered it, called Rapture Ready. And this is just like a whole bunch of like articles about it. Persecution in detention centers, 7 major prophetic signs of the second coming. Sure. Laodicea Revisited, Mark of the Beast, The Last Christmas, just like a bunch of shit like that. And these people, Like, this is the community for that. And it's pretty big, dude. So I want the jam hole community to take all of this stuff. All of it. All of your stuff now are belong to us and mine.
We'll take care of it because we're not leaving when the rapture comes.
No, we're the heathens that get to inherit your bullshit earth. Right.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, we'll make sure our following generations get a hold of your shit.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. Thanks to the Skeptic's Guide for mentioning those. And there's the links. Put them in the show notes so we can play with these people at a later date, of course. That's so awesome. Here is a date, and I will put money on it.
How can you even know that? You don't know.
Nobody.
You don't fucking know.
There's nothing to know.
No, there isn't. How are you calculating
it's gonna,
anything?
We're all going to die. The sun's going to die. All of the stars are going to die, and this eon will come to an end, and guess what? Whoosh, the next one starts for billions and billions and billions and millions of years until that one ends.
How do you fucking get your math to do this? What are you calculating this out of?
Faith, brother, sister, faith.
So faith plus bullshit equals...
May 21st, 2011. Right, okay. Boom. There it is. Hey, 26, can you make that into a scientific equation?
Please.
Also, thank you.
I want to. Can you please show your work, sir?
And show you.
Because I don't see how you came to this conclusion.
That's so awesome.
Like, longhand. You're going to
fucking A, dude.
Yeah. I need you to write that out, please.
Unbelievable.
I think you used a calculator. You cheated. It's bullshit.
So I went to a poetry slam.
I heard.
I didn't even know like that existed here.
I didn't either.
I know like big cities have them.
It's like a New York thing.
Well, it's just like a
bigger city thing.
I want to say hipster, but I don't because I was there. But
it's
I was there
is,
and
dude.
I saw the so I had no. Everyone was really cool there. There was actually a lot of people there. And I was sitting here doing something. And someone posted on Facebook, a friend of mine, that was like, hey, this is going on, like, in a couple hours. I was like, no shit. It's like, I'm a rapper. I got fucking packed up some stuff, grabbed a mic, grabbed a fucking cord, just in case, because I know how these things go.
Yeah.
And yeah, I totally went there, and it was a very wide array of
different people.
There was like old ladies reciting poems that they wrote about like the winter time and everything, Chris, but like all really cool stuff for sure. Like really talented people.
Cool.
And some published people were there and some kids were there and then like some white rapper kids were there and then I was there also and I was like, I got beats, I got all this, and they're like, well, this is kind of just like a spoken word thing. I'm like, all right, I got that too, sure.
So you went up there and you did some spoken word.
Yeah, I fucking dropped a couple. I basically, because I have all those like emo poetry episodes. If you go to youtube.com/thejamhole, there's like 30 or something, and it's all just me doing spoken word shit. And then I took a bunch of that and turned it into a rap album, kind of.
Yeah.
Right. So I basically did the reverse of that and took my rap shit and just did it all a cappella. But I could do it faster because, for one, everyone was reading.
Uh-huh.
And me and the girl that put it on were the only ones that kind of got up there just off their heads.
Yeah.
And so, like, I know all this stuff and there's no beat to go to. So I'm just like, like, really fast. Mm-hmm. And people were just like, whoa. And, like, this little old lady that had read the nice winter fall poem, she's like, I really liked your lyrics. I was like, thank you. It was cool, though. I had a good time. And so
it's kind of cool when you go and do that, because when you do your songs and things, you have them recorded and on an album and everything, they don't really get to listen to, like, exactly what you're saying.
You can focus more
here,
on the,
the
art.
When you do this,
I like it.
They actually have to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah, it wasn't like a beat. Poet,
right,
like,
they're not bobbing their head to the music and shit. They're listening to what you're saying.
Yeah, it wasn't anything like that. It was a cool crowd, definitely.
So, did anybody say anything about your shit besides the old lady, or what?
Yeah, no, just everyone. I got a couple of Facebook messages, and people were just there. Like, the applause was very, very giving and all that. So
I want to go with you next time. I think
every
cool.
Sunday at the Boiler Room, and I asked Leia, I was like, you want to stream this thing on the internet just for the fuck of it? And she was like, you could do that? I'm like, yeah, could totally do that. So I think next Sunday we'll try that.
Fuck so, yeah. Did, was anybody...
TheJamHole.com/live. You can watch that shit.
So was we'll there some it. Really cool shit? I mean, like... the
yeah, I liked it. Well, I like poetry and stuff like that anyway. So it was cool to hear other people's stuff. Because all I'm really exposed to is what I go out and find on the internet, which I don't really. So it's cool to hear other people's stuff. As long as you're not related to them.
Right.
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 Unless you're on ecstasy.
No.
I'll read you poems all night, girl.
You are such a poetry sap. It's cute.
I know. It's fun, though.
I'd like to go with you.
I was molded from a very young age to write like that. All of my teachers.
Really?
Like this one, he has a way with the pen. Get him.
Get him. Well, they did a good job, so... Yeah. Fuck yeah,
shout
I want to go with you.
My fifth grade teacher, Miss St. Pierre. Holler.
Well, it'll be cool. Yeah, I'll go with you. I'll videotape and shit and do something with it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Cool.
So, Burger sent this to us, and I just found something on Twitter about this. You guys know what WikiLeaks has been doing here and there. Apparently, this is so fucked. This is getting so out of control because of how shady our fucking government is that it's so fucked. The U.S. government has subpoenaed Twitter in a bid to support an ongoing criminal investigation into whether WikiLeaks and people involved or connected to WikiLeaks, including an Icelandic member of parliament, have broke the law, according to WikiLeaks. Because they still haven't found anything. They've been putting out shit for how many years now?
Yeah.
And you haven't found one law that you can bust them on? It's been this long? Really? You're just picking shit. Because look what you've done. Uh-huh. Look what you've... That's our government. Look what they've done. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Thank you, government.
No.
According to WikiLeaks lawyer Mark Stevens live on the BBC News a short time ago, his belief Facebook and Google have also been contacted regarding WikiLeaks members and potential whistleblowers. That's fucked up, dude. You're going to subpoena... all of these groups, and you're going to get IP addresses and names and numbers and home addresses and all of that shit of all of their users that are following WikiLeaks. Why? Are you going to come bully all of us? Because if you pick a fight with everybody like that, how many followers does fucking WikiLeaks have? Are they at 1 million yet?
They have a lot, dude.
I'm going to look because I'm curious. I bet they
have a lot. They have a small army, okay?
It's right here. 640,000, half a mil.
Small army.
More than half a mil.
Yeah.
And you want to subpoena...
You fuck with them?
We're going to subpoena you. How about that? That's how this is going to go down. The government is going to push too hard, and with the internet, there's a lot of us, and that's going to be it. And guess what? Now we're in charge. See how that worked? Fun, huh? Wow, look at our army. That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, government.
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, like... You can't do that. That's
Mark Stevens on the BBC News also makes clear that the court order will also cover the 600,000 odd followers that WikiLeaks has on Twitter. The order asks specifically for names of those attached to selected accounts, user and screen names, and any registered mailing or postal addresses. It also asks for email addresses, credit card details, where possible, and even content relating to connected mobile phones. Sure. Have it all.
Yeah,
the server logs, which
cool.
could identify the computer and geographical location. Oh, yeah, because we update our tweets with okay. So people that search for what's going on here, you see all that shit. Sure. If you were in Kalispell and you checked the nearby tweets on Twitter, you would see Jamhole shit that I post. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of information there, not just what people are posting, but all the information linked to the profiles that are posting that. Like, there's a ton of info there. It's private until you get subpoenaed. Until you get a subpoenas in your butt, and then you're like, here you go.
I wonder if that's
going to
work,
bad.
If that's going to go through. If,
no,
if
I would like,
up.
Ideally, I would like to know that my ISP and that any Web 2.0 network that I'm connected to would fight that before they just gave them over willingly. I would like to think that. And
you hope.
I would hope. Or I would hope that they would destroy it. I would hope that they would do anything except be
Stop
like,
following.
Here you go.
Stop following them.
Who?
The WikiLeaks.
Why? They post cool shit, which I'm about to read here because I was following them.
Well,
I know this now, and that's crazy.
I know, but what are you going to do?
Really? 600,000 of us. And what, just one by one, you're going to go and... That's not... I don't think you can do that. I really don't,
I really
dude.
Don't think they can either. But
at all. I really
they
honestly
might try.
Don't.
But why do they want all of our information?
Because they want to know who's listening to these guys. They want to know who's into it.
There's a bunch of... Dude, why does it matter? What does it matter to
because
them?
Because they released some fucking shit. Because our government did some messed up shit. They should apologize and move on, but they're going to try and keep
snoop
them quiet.
Around and fucking...
Exactly.
Yeah, dude,
and
don't do that.
That's
shady.
Problem.
That's why we don't fucking like you. Are
right?
Are you serious? This is why half the people in the world don't fucking like the government.
I
want to
see WikiLeaks.
Because you're doing fishy shit like this and subpoenaing fucking Twitter to get all of your information because you happen to follow WikiLeaks, which tells on the government. Okay?
That's right. Long and Sloppy says, because we're all terrorists in our hearts. He spelled
right.
R wrong.
Yes, you spell, he spells he spells worse than I
it's
do.
Fine.
So,
it's fine.
Ha.
I'm just going to let... I'm going to pretend it was fine. No, I would be interested to see if WikiLeaks has any... I mean, I doubt they do, but, like, if they have any, like, older documents, like all of the stuff that supposedly got destroyed about all of the marijuana research back in the day when Nixon got elected and was like, drug-free America, destroy all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be interested to see if any of that comes up here.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
There's a lot of good research in that shit, man.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Twitter... is in a difficult position considering their stance during the Iranian election supporting the freedom of speech. It will appear as if the company is backtracking or giving in to pressure by handing over details of its users to its government. Sad. According to CNN here, a federal court in Virginia has ordered Twitter to provide information for each account registered to Assange, U.S. Army Private First Class Bradley Manning, Rob Gongrip, a reported computer hacker from the Netherlands, and Brigitte Jonsrud, a member of parliament in Iceland, and a former volunteer with WikiLeaks. Twitter, right, they're in a bad position. That sucks for them and us. Jonsrud retweeted a message purporting Twitter's efforts, however, in bringing the subpoena into the public domain. This case should resonate with young users, especially as prolific social network users that U.S. law can apply to users of social networking sites to users outside the United States, as seen in this case. Though data centers are held worldwide in different locations to allow network load balancing, locale reliability, and data backups, the organizations which provide these services are based mostly in the U.S. Both Twitter and Facebook are based in California, as are many startups and social media companies, of course. For example, if one publishes a threatening tweet from the UK to a service based in the US, this can be used in a UK or US court of law if the company is subpoenaed. That's fucked up, because that means you get double user base.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
We get all your info and all your info. We win.
No, not good.
Users should also be reminded that sharing links to still classified documents hosted by WikiLeaks or retweeting stuff could be risky to future career prospects, such as in the public sector or the diplomatic corps. Or
you can't have this job because you tweeted some shit.
Or the diplomatic corps, as I like to call it.
Dude, seriously, right. they're gonna keep you from getting a job because
you threatening me?
Because you tweeted something or retweeted something WikiLeaks. Something you're interested in. You tweeted about it.
Yep.
And now you can't have that kind of a job now.
Yep.
You know, like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's fucking
The whole
stupid.
Thing is fucking completely
this is
ridiculous.
Stupid,
right.
Dude. What the fuck?
The younger generation, who are largely unaware of legal processes, should be aware that it is nearly impossible to delete a message from the web once it has been published. You know who should be aware of that? The government. All of that shit. We've known that. We know. Everything's permanent. Guess who didn't know that when they went to them and was like, hey, can you give us all the copies, digital and print? What? You want all of the digital? Okay, yeah, let me go out there and get every single fucking
right?
copy that's ever. You're an idiot. Get out of here. So, well, I would, honestly, I would like to see them try to, like, handle and silence that many people.
Yeah.
Like, if there's no show Wednesday, you'll know something happened. If there's no more Twitter posts or Facebook posts or forums posts or Tumblr posts or posters posts, like, you would know something was up.
Yeah.
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 If there wasn't a way I could get a hold of my friend and tell him I need a super secure way to post tweets from a completely untrackable anonymous thing, and you still didn't see tweets from me, like, you know something's up. Because fucking trust that I will do that. I will do all of that if anything happened. So you fucking know that if nothing ever comes up again, you know something went down.
Dude.
It would never happen.
Well, I don't happen to.
600,000 people, come on.
I don't happen to follow them, so I'd live. It's cool.
Well.
I'll watch them drag you out kicking and screaming. It's cool.
Shit.
See you later, baby.
You drag me out in a fucking body bag.
I know.
So.
That would suck.
So, well, let's read a little WikiLeaks press release. This was just posted on Twitter.
I might beat up some feds to keep you here.
This is interesting. You heard in Arizona that shooting that went down, right? With the what was her name? Gabriel Gifford or whatever?
Sure.
Okay. So, this press release, this is so awesome. WikiLeaks, treat incitement seriously or expect more Gabriel Gifford killing sprees. WikiLeaks today offered sympathy and condolences to the victims of the Tucson shooting with best wishes for the recovery of U.S. Representative Gabriel Giffords. Giffords, a Democrat from Arizona's 8th District, was the target of a shooting spree at a January 8th political event in which six others were killed. That's... okay. So...
got it.
Tucson Sheriff Clarence Dupnik, leading the investigation into the Gifford shooting, said that vitriolic rhetoric intended to inflame the public on a daily basis has an impact on people, especially who are unbalanced personalities to begin with. Dupnik also observed that officials and media personalities engaging in violent rhetoric have to consider that they have some responsibility when incidents like this occur and may occur in the future. WikiLeaks staff and contributors have also been the target of unprecedented violent rhetoric by U.S. prominent media personalities, including Sarah Palin, who urged the U.S. administration to hit ahead of her to hunt down, this is a quote, quote, hunt down the WikiLeaks chief like the Taliban. Sarah Palin, okay?
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
They're pissed.
Oh my god.
She's like, you better kill that fucker before anything about me comes out.
Oh
me
my
and my
god.
Little retarded fucking tribe of inbreeds here.
Oh
stop.
My god.
Sew your twat shut so that never happens again.
Oh
that is an abomination to the Lord. And when you see him May 21st, 2011, you better fucking apologize.
Oh my god, dude.
It's disgusting.
Dude.
Look what you made. That is so disgusting. Look at that. Ugh.
But she's telling you to hunt them down like the Taliban?
Right.
Are you serious?
This gets so much better. That's like the tip of this big giant iceberg, much shaped like her body.
Isn't it like freedom of speech and shit that you can fucking, if they find it out, they can fucking post it.
Long and Sloppy says, do her kids have flippers? Yeah.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure at least two of them do.
Or at least that's all they think about is... flipper, like the
prominent U.S. politician Mike Huckabee called for the execution of WikiLeaks spokesman Julian Assange on his Fox News program last November, and Fox News commentator Bob Beckel, referring to Assange, publicly called for people to quote illegally shoot the son of a bitch.
Oh my god, dude!
Right?
Really? You want to take it that fucking far?
Yeah, they're so scared.
You know what? If you didn't do fucked up shit, this shit wouldn't happen.
Well, we know that now, but we did, so
I'm
you better
saying.
Shut the fuck up about it before we kill you also.
I'm just saying, dude. Seriously, this is their fault. It is not WikiLeaks' fault.
No.
If they didn't have anything to fucking write about,
they
wouldn't write it.
People are hollering treason. We talked about this the first time we started mentioning this way back
when. It's not,
when.
You know what? Fuck you. It's not fucking
treason.
You're
well,
an idiot.
Yeah, well, just like we said then, you have to be a fucking citizen for it to be treason, first of all.
Right.
But yeah, it's...
but dude, seriously, like...
illegally shoot the son of a bitch. U.S. radio personality Rush Limbaugh has called for pressure to, quote, give Fox News President Roger Ailes the order and then there is no Assange. I'll guarantee you and there will be no fingerprints on it. End quote.
What the fuck?
Oh, I would love to see that try to happen and Rush Limbaugh's fucking big fat bowling ball shaped head sent to his fucking house in a box. God. And there will be fingerprints on it. Mm-hmm. Yours. While the Washington Times columnist Jeffrey T. Cooner titled his column, quote, assassinate Assange, captioned with a picture of Julian Assange overlaid with a gun sight, blood splatters, and wanted dead or alive, with the alive cleverly crossed out. Yes. John Hawkins of townhall.com has stated, quote, if Julian Assange is shot in the head tomorrow, or if his car blown up when he turns the key, what message do you think that would send about releasing sensitive American data?
You know what?
It would mean that they were right, and you are scumbags, yeah, and now
no
you
kidding.
Have a revolution on your
you're
hands.
You're just proving to the public that you do dumb shit,
and you're willing to kill people.
People to cover it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You are fucking shady. You are a piece of shit.
Pretty much.
If
absolutely.
That's ridiculous. Seriously? Everybody fucking, you know what?
Fox News, dude.
Fuck you, dude. You
Zing
want
hell!
These, you
Zing
want these
have!
People, you want these people fucking dead because they told the public that you're doing some shady shit. Well, you shouldn't be lying to your fucking people in the first place, because they're the ones who fucking put you in office and give
mm-hmm.
you a fucking job.
Hallelujah.
So if you want your people to trust you, aka the government, you have to fucking prove that you're trustworthy. Obviously you're not, and you're willing
they
to
used
fucking
to be
kill people to cover
back
it up
when the forefathers started this whole fucking thing. And we got away from fucking Britain because of this kind of shit. Well,
yeah.
It was more because the taxing and the king and all that. But same fucking idea. Take it in modern
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
It's happening all over again.
Ta-da!
Twice in one eon. Good job, guys. Only humans. High five.
Woo.
Unbelievable.
That's so ridiculous to me. Like, you're just making yourself look worse.
Christian Witten, in a Fox News opinion piece, called for violence against WikiLeaks publishers and editors, saying the U.S. should, quote, designate WikiLeaks and its officers as enemy combatants, paving the way for non-judicial actions against them. Julian Assange said, quote, no organization anywhere in the world is a more devoted advocate of free speech than WikiLeaks. But when senior politicians and attention-seeking media commentators call for specific individuals or groups of people to be killed, they should be charged with incitement to murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
who call for an act of murder deserve a significant share of the guilt as those raising a gun to pull the trigger. WikiLeaks has many young staff, volunteers, and supporters in the same geographic vicinity as these broadcasts or circulation of these incitements to kill. We have also seen mentally unstable people travel from the U.S. and other countries to other locations. Consequently, we have to engage in extreme security measures. Quote, we call on U.S. authorities and others to protect the rule of law by aggressively prosecuting these and similar incitements to kill. A civil nation of laws cannot have prominent members of society constantly calling for the murder and assassination of other individuals or groups.
That's so fucked up, dude. Like,
he's
really?
Very well spoken. I really like that. We call on U.S. authorities and others to protect the rule of law by aggressively prosecuting these and similar incitements to kill.
Yep.
They're getting threats from our media.
Yeah.
From our news. From our government officials. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They are hated.
That's fucked, dude. Absolutely.
But the people that the government are supposed to be helping love them. Isn't that fucked up?
Yep.
You know,
so,
the people love these guys. They would probably rather put people who are in charge of WikiLeaks in office rather
fucking
than people
hey,
that are in there.
They probably do a better fucking job.
Yeah, and they probably would lie to us.
Probably not, because then it would be on WikiLeaks. Oh, wait. Mike, you're late. We already talked about your faggot fantasy football shit, so sorry, man. Leave Eddie alone! Leave Eddie alone! Yeah.
Okay.
It basically went like that. So, before we get out of here, do you want to talk about either what we watched? Do you guys want to hear some more of My Strange Addiction shit? Or... We have just some stories.
What do you want to talk about, baby?
I don't give a shit. We already kind of talked about, I mean, they're different addictions, but I guess you guys could just watch them. But I guess you guys could
I mean,
just
we could
find this fucking news story. I don't know.
We've got enough time. Why don't we talk Why don't you do a news story, and then we'll talk a little about that.
Okay, well, check this out. This is fucking local, kind of. Great Falls, Montana. I thought this was great.
Yeah, it's a,
so great.
It's like 5 hours away.
We have some smart people here. Okay. A box elder man who had 3 warrants for his arrest allegedly gave a false name to the Great Falls police during a traffic stop.
Okay.
But ended up going to jail anyway. Because there was also a warrant out for the name that he gave the cops.
Oh, my God.
Randomly.
Dude.
You just thought was that... Oh, shit, I shouldn't use the name I used last time I got arrested.
Right?
Damn it. I need 3 names. Fuck, that's so hard to get straight. Isn't that fucking fantastic?
That's just ridiculous. Seriously, you just like randomly fucking pick a name and it has a warrant out for his arrest. Awesome.
Like, it was probably for worse shit than what he was
called.
No, wait, that's not, I was being facetious. This is my name.
They're like, yeah, no, we don't believe you, sir.
During traffic.
No, did I say that was my name? I didn't mean that.
No, I meant this.
They're like, yeah, fucking right, dude.
During a traffic stop Monday, Jonathan Ray Gonzalez, who was a passenger in the car, told the cops that his name was Timothy Michael Coop Jr.
Whoa. That's a hell of a name to come up with.
Right? Like, just off the dome, like Koopa Troopa, Timothy Michael Coop Jr. You're under arrest. Fuck! Damn
Jesus.
You, Koopa. The police officer learned that a man by that name had a warrant out of Hill County and arrested him. During an inventory search after the arrest, it was discovered that Gonzalez had 0.5 gram of meth.
Yay.
He was later charged with a felony, a court account of criminal possession of dangerous drugs. Mm-hmm. The next day, Gonzalez told a Cascade County Detention Center staff member that his name was Jonathan Gonzalez, court documents state. Police responded to the jail and learned Gonzalez had 3 warrants for his arrest. Whoops. The police department, you should have just stuck with that one and shut your fucking mouth.
Right.
If you're already in jail and they hadn't figured out like that wasn't really your fucking name, I would just go with it.
Yep.
Shit. The police department recently started using new software in their mobile computer systems that allows them to text and drive. That shows pictures of people based on identifying information such as social security numbers, license plate numbers, or myspace.com/ addresses. Interesting. The pictures, which come from facebook.com, gleam from driver's license photos or jail booking photos, often can help the cops figure out when people are fucking liars. So... pretty cool. Officer Rob Bill of the GFPD, Great Falls Police Department, said that although the new system is a valuable tool for the department, it is still subject to a few anomalies, if you will, such as people who look alike or do not look like outdated photos in the database. You're, you know, people that just keep fucking their family all the time. They all look the fucking same. I don't know. Shit. It is absolutely not foolproof. Stuff like that, still gonna happen. Gonzalez was charged Wednesday with issuing false... Thank you, officer. You're welcome. Gonzalez was charged Wednesday with issuing a false report to law enforcement in addition to the drug charge from the previous day. His bail, $15,000. Good luck.
That sucks, dude.
Fucking A. I do want to talk about this real quick, because this is pretty awesome.
All right.
So, Kota Baru. I have no idea where that is. Somewhere in Asia.
Okay.
There's a woman there, and... her house is fucking haunted, first of all. Let me just start that out right there.
All right.
Despite several attempts by paranormal experts, okay, that is in little ghosty air quotes.
All right.
They tried to rid her of spirits they believed to be behind over 200 mysterious fires which have broken out in her home.
Damn.
Just random shit sets on fire.
You have
randomly.
A teenager.
Right. On Wednesday night, a group of local Muslim ghostbusters called Darul Shafaq. Shafaq yourself. Ah, ghostbusters. Darul Shafaq.
Dude.
He spent half the night in her house at Kampong Panama Bang Bang Ding Bang, here chanting Quranic verses. Can you believe in God and ghosts? I mean, I guess you can believe in a ghost, but he is a jealous ghost. He is the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Dude.
All that shit's fucked. They're also jealous.
Okay.
They're like a jealous bitch girlfriend that's just like, you can only believe in me. If you believe anyone else, you're going to hell. Or more like, I'll make your life hell. So there.
So
Ghostbusters, in this old lady's crib that is just erupting in flames, right? Uh-huh. Chanting verse from the Quran. They also use blessed water to cleanse her ancient collection of caries, swords, and brasswares, where the spirits are believed to be staying. Ooh. Genies. Oh, damn it, Robin Williams. Get back in that fucking lamp.
Oh, my God, dude.
That is no. No, Robin Williams. That is no. Get back in there.
Dude.
Darul Shifak leader Zachariah Yah said Dijin, or spirits, Robin Williams, rarely possess human beings. Quote, we have come across this sort of paranormal activity before. It's very good, and her ancient belongings may be the cause of the fires. Yes. I think we'll come again. Zainab could have inherited ancient curious swords from her forefathers, who could have practiced the black magic. Yes, we'll come again.
What the fuck
he
are
says
you
that
doing,
the number
dude?
Of the fires have increased! Since we've been here, we've been lighting totally way more fires. We're making so much money. Yes, it's very good.
They're very good.
My name is Mbobo.
Yeah,
I'm from
fires,
Abu Dhabi.
But,
my name is Mbobo.
199 happened after we got here.
I'm Mbobo, M-B-O-B-O. I'm from Abu Dhabi.
Okay, cut it
Mbobo.
Out. Cut it out.
I'm from the Ghostbusters. Who you gonna call?
Dude.
Mbobo. I go and it bit my eye.
All right, I am so sorry for you, podcast.
Zainab 73, who lives in the
fucking moron
wooden house with her daughter. Don't ever call me that. I am not your fiance.
Facebook says so.
High five. Oh, I know. Facebook's a fucking bastard. Yes, it
gotcha,
does.
Bitch. You're mad.
They came here with tour guides at about 7 p.m., but I politely turned them down because of language problems. Awesome. Furthermore, I'm afraid anything I do now may anger the spirits further. Earlier, Siamese medium had attempted to chase away the spirits, but was unsuccessful. How, really? Because shit won't stop lighting on fire. I bet I could figure that out if I was there.
Probably.
You should call Jamhole Ghostbusters.
Maybe.
We'll do it. Shit.
It could be like you have an old rickety ass house, maybe.
Oh, wait.
And
where
wiring's
is this?
Fucked up. Maybe you have bunnies. And
do they even have electricity there?
I don't know.
I doubt it. There's no electricity there, right?
Maybe they have a fucking chimney and there's something caught between the chimney and the wall and it's catching on fire.
Oh,
I don't know.
No, dude.
My neighbor's house burned down like
people
that.
People are stupid. All right, so this is all you.
What?
What is my strange addiction today, please?
Which one?
Please, just go wherever. I eat cleaner. My problem is that I eat cleaner, like Comet, every day. My name is Crystal.
For 30 years.
Comet. I eat caustic cleaner.
Household cleaner.
Right.
A chemical.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Tell me about it.
Dude, her mouth.
This is pretty awful.
Looks like a mess mouth.
Guess Carmel, what else Comet mouth. Cleans? Your enamel.
Yeah.
Eats it all up.
She had to have the entire top, all of her teeth on the top of her mouth removed because they were all basically gone. Like,
it was foul.
There's nothing left. How the fuck do you do that? I guess she was abused as a child.
I was abused.
Yeah,
I was
that's a fucking cop out. You know what?
So
you're
I
fucking
cleaner.
Crazy and you eat cleaner. Just admit it. You're crazy and you eat cleaner. So
now, if you put the cleaner in your twat because you can't get it clean because of the abuse, then sure. But you're eating it. Come on. Let's be real. Can we get real?
The therapist said...
You need to focus
eating...
on number one here. Shut Let's up. Get real. Let's go back to the basics.
The therapist said that eating cleaner is what makes her feel alive.
Does it?
It's stupid.
That's
it's gonna
funny.
Kill you.
Because eating cleaner is what's killing you. Yes, absolutely.
And
so how about I am addicted to tanning.
I think you're an idiot and you should die.
Moving on.
You know what? No, dude, this chick.
Right? You're an idiot. I have to tan. Really?
There was two of them. There was one on a special, and there was one on another one we watched. The one on the special thought that everyone
same
was
chick.
Fucking... it was not the same chick!
I stand by that. Same chick.
No, dude. They look completely different. The first one's fucking fat and has a fat face.
They were both fat, honey.
And the other one... No, the other one wasn't fat, dude.
Really?
Not as fat as the first one.
Really? The other one just had fat tits. Like you. I like that.
So now that's two different people. Now you admit it, you fucking idiot.
No, they both had fat... What? They both had fat tits like you. I just wanted to say fat tits.
No, the second one was... One, the second one was younger. She was only 20. The other one before was like 24. And the second one was skinnier and had a prettier face, in all honesty. The first one, she thought that everyone... She's, like, talking to her sister. She's like, you're so pale. You could be, like, so much hotter if you just got a little darker. I mean, like, look at me. I am so hot. And she's nasty, dude. She's fucking fat and ugly. And the girl, the sister, was way better looking, dude. Like, if I were her sister, I'd be like, you do not look good. You are fat and
you're
nasty.
You're orange. You're fat and orange.
I know. She even said that to her in one of them. She was like, you're Oompa orange. Loompas. You're too tan. And she gets all like upset.
Right?
No, you know what? It's true. You're fucking too tan, dude. You look disgusting. You look fake. You're aging yourself, dude. Like the chick that went in and fucking, you know,
20
went
minutes
to a dermatologist.
20 minutes three times a day.
That's an hour a day.
Right?
And, okay, it's against the law to go to the same tanning bed twice in one day. So you can't go to the same tanning
salon. Yeah, she was going to different
ones. Right, you
and
have
shit.
To rotate and go to different fucking salons.
So they're like, your skin is having wrinkles and shit, and you're how old? Like 22, 23?
Yeah, no,
23?
She was
20. 20? 20. Really? Wow.
20.
And she's like, that's what Botox is for.
Yeah.
Boom!
Her hands were like
really?
Old people hands. She had these lines on her fucking face.
Leather.
And stuff.
Leather
yeah,
face.
I, okay, as
Texas
a tattoo
Chainsaw
artist,
Massacre, dude.
As a tattoo artist, I hate you. I hope you fucking die. Go tanning, you fucking faggot.
Wow.
Anyway, across
you
the
keep
street,
wishing for people that love you to die, you're going to run out of people to love you.
I just hate it when you interrupt me constantly. I really fucking do.
I know.
So stop it.
Okay, sorry.
When I was a tattoo artist across the street, there was a tanning salon. And there was a guy over there who ran the place and was tanning constantly.
Right.
Like, he was always doing it. Come over to get a fucking tattoo done, and I had to sit down and do it. It was just a piece of tribal on his fucking arm. His skin was so fucking nasty.
It was like trying to tattoo on a saddle or something,
yeah,
you know?
It was, dude. It was so fucking hard. I had to literally, like, put all my weight on my fucking gun to get it to fucking go through and
like
shit.
Like, bending needles and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, dude.
That's
it was. I had to change my needle out 4 fucking times just to shave that shit in. It was ridiculous.
I bet it doesn't take very well, does it?
No.
The ink?
No, it doesn't. He had to come back 4 times, or 3 times, sorry, for touch-ups. Because what did he do? After he fucking got it done, I told him, do not tan until it's done healing.
He went right across the
right
street.
Right across the street.
You
right
know
right
that shit.
Tanning.
You know it.
Don't fucking do that. I'm going to charge
you.
Yeah,
you're an
to
idiot.
To fucking touch it up if you keep doing that. It's stupid. Seriously, though, why would you do that to yourself? You don't look hot. When you're fucking orange with bleach blonde hair,
that's
is
so
not
foul.
Hot.
When you're orange
why
with
do they
any
do that?
Color hair, dude, you shouldn't be orange.
Why do they do that, though? When they get so fucking tan, they
it's
bleach
a Jer-
their hair. They're
it's
like,
a Jersey
look
thing.
At me, I'm so
hey,
hot. Don't you
it's
like
a Jersey
my hair?
Thing.
Oh, my God.
It's a Jersey thing. Yeah, no.
So, like, it's I don't cabbage. Wear the little goggles when I'm in the tanning bed because you see the girls that, like, tan a lot? They have these white circles around their eyes, and I just don't want to look silly. That just
I don't
want to
look like a raccoon.
I don't want to look silly. And you know what? You already do look silly.
Too late. Too late.
You look silly.
Hey, are they, is everyone orange where you're from?
Right?
That's so dumb.
What the fuck? Where are you from? Ugh. Mars?
I'm from spray paint land.
Dude, this girl said that she got burnt so fucking bad that her back and her bottom and shit had broken open and were bleeding.
On the tanning bed.
Yes.
That's so gross.
She bled
so
all
gross.
Over the tanning bed because she burnt so bad.
And she's
bad.
Like, as long as I'm not getting cancer, it's not a problem. Okay.
No, good luck, dude. That is disgusting.
So that dentist chick, this really made you, or the chick that was doing the cleanser, the cleaner,
yeah.
This kind of pissed you off because she goes to the dentist, right? And they're like, it's going to cost $19,000 to fix it. And she just starts crying. And the dentist is like, you know what? I want to do this for you. If you can promise me you will stop eating cleaner, I'll do it for free. And you were just like,
I'm pissed.
Fuck! I want free dental work. You got to eat cleaner, honey.
Dude, I'm pissed.
There's some comment under
the only no, the only reason why the only reason why she's getting that shit for free is because she's on a fucking TV show,
right?
That's the only reason why. Look, if she would have went in there as any other person or whatever, she'd automatically thought it's fucking meth mouth. You're a fucking idiot, and you're doing drugs. Yeah. Fuck you.
But look what she's doing on that TV show. Like, she had to ingest or lie about or whatever. She had to ingest Comet for 20 years.
She could have replaced it with, like, some pixie stick shit.
That's just...
It'd have been funny.
That's terrible, dude. Ugh.
But seriously, dude, I need some fucking dental work.
You should have been sexually abused. Just do that every time. If someone could figure out how to spell that, I would love that to be the title of this evening's show.
Who fucking... I'm done. Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Do you want to talk about the lady that's addicted to kids?
Not really.
No?
No.
What about the one that's addicted to ventriloquism?
I hate it.
Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's our shit. 406-204-4687, 406-848-1739.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.